It's a Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP. This is the Christina Liu Show. And what we're going to do now is go back to Lauren, who has been so gracious to stay here. And she has a tremendous little brochure, Town North Hempstead Building Department, Working to Serve You Better, a supplemental information packet. Just how can people get this?
This packet is available on our website, the Town of North Hempstead's website. You'll go under the Building Department section, and there'll be a link for applicant advocate, and you'll click on that, and then it's posted there. The packet is also available in the Building Department, and it's really a great resource and tool for people.
I'm just going through it briefly. It's terrific.
And there's a very pretty picture of Lauren on the cover, too. So there you go.
With the supervisor and other members of our staff, and just, you know, at work doing, you know, some things that, you know, we do in the building.
It's 13 pages, which happens to be today's Friday the 13th. Yeah. So it's a good luck thing.
And just to mention also, you know, we were talking during the break that Lauren will be attending, has she went to two already, PI advisory committee. So you can go there and even, you know, get a little more about that, which is great. So call 311 if you want to attend.
And the goal really is just to let people know it's awareness that we have these services, that we have these programs, that I'm here, I'm available to help them, and just letting them know how they can get in touch with me, how they can learn about the programs and services.
Yeah, plus too, with you going, I think what's great is, you know, they're getting to see you, you know, so it makes it more comfortable to, you know, maybe use the program, you know, after seeing you at an advisory,
sure,
which I think is great.
Well, it takes the adversarial effect out of the whole thing. You know, it becomes more of an advocate, like you are.
No, it's wonderful. It's a good
last
thing.
Year she was the adversary. This year she's the advocate. What last a difference
year,
a day.
Last year they were afraid to have her on here by herself.
It's always a pleasure.
You
to
graduated.
So.
But actually, you had mentioned awareness a moment ago. There was an article one day this week from Nassau County, from Edmund Gano's office, in reference to being aware of scams, which is something Judy Bosworth's very involved in. We have the Project Safe program, which is seniors against financial exploitation. In April, they'll be starting, so we'll talk about them then. But the one that's recent is, again, and it continues, IRS scams, where somebody's calling, saying they're from the IRS, asking for gift cards, debit cards,
They're saying that you owe money to.
Yeah.
And because, you know, when I was reading that article, what blew me away is that they'll even say the last four digits of your Social Security number to get you, like, okay, well, they know my last four digits, right. So it must be the IRS. And it was just, I said, it's just like, it just keeps getting, you know, they get smarter and smarter with how they're doing these scams, which is just really.
And the IRS does not call anybody.
And that's exactly what they always say. The IRS said, you know,
so
please,
if you get
not
a call from what's supposedly the IRS, it's not.
Yep.
So.
And I think also it's important to note, they said in the article also that even after, you know, if you hang up, you know, on this IRS call, they'll even call you back and say, you know, now this is the police calling you because you have not, you know, complied with what, you know, the IRS was saying. So it's just to really be aware of what's going
on.
Fear.
It's a shame.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yeah.
And now, as the weather gets nicer, it actually goes down a bit because seniors go out more. But in the cold winter months when it's dark, when the phone rings, of course, you're hoping it's maybe one of your kids, so you're picking it up. And then you get this, and the fear is just so tremendous that, you know, they tell you don't tell your children, don't tell this. And when we did the program at the end of the year, at that point, it was $200,000, a different scam but similar, gift cards. They told you to pay with a gift card, $500 denomination.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because actually one of our co-hosts, Sabina, who's been on the show, she actually spoke about this. This happened to her, you know, and she was at home. They called her. They said it's the grandson. And she said it sounded like her grandson, but it sounded like her grandson had a cold, you know, so she wasn't sure. It was like early in the morning. And it was they were on the phone with her. And, you know, she's a savvy in this, you know, from all these things. But she said even like for a while, she really thought it was her grandson. And then they could, you know, they're saying, oh, send me prepaid. They had all different people coming on saying that it was the sheriff in Mexico. Then they had a lawyer. Oh, and if you pay me this, I'll fly back with your grandson. And it was this whole, but pay me in these prepaid, they're called green dot cards or something.
Oh, okay, anyway. Okay.
And pay me in that, and you send that. Oh, and you can just read me the numbers. You don't have to mail. It was like this whole elaborate
thing. None of
it's
traceable, and it's immediate cash.
Right.
And you're gone.
And it was just, and people, and it was like, oh, you can't tell, you can't tell dad, and they prey on the grandparents, like, oh, we can't tell mom or dad, that's why we called you. So they're hoping that it won't, and it's a lot in these advisory committees, this has come up, different, versions of scams.
These are professionals, that's what
they're doing. Right, absolutely.
It's really a disgrace.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing more.
But my simple thing is, if anybody's soliciting anything to you on the phone, tell them to send it to you in writing.
Exactly. Right.
And forget about it. Don't acknowledge or go along with anything, period.
Right.
That's the best approach.
And even with that grandparent one, they say, one, ask something. Like my two grandchildren are much younger. But, when they're 15 or 16, what did we do last Sunday? Or, what was the last basketball game we went to? Or the other one is say, give me your number.
Yep.
And then you call your daughter.
Well,
or your
and
son
that's what happened with
Sabina. Where
is Eddie?
He's home in bed.
And a lot of times they will just hang up. If you ask them for a phone number to call them back, we'll just hang up.
Right. You have to acknowledge, right? Some
they don't want to
degree
of
brain. It's a shame, but it's so prevalent. And it's the Attorney General's office put out a piece last year. Last year it was $2.9 billion was taken from seniors with some form of, and that's what they know. Oftentimes you're so embarrassed. Now,
right,
if somebody
unreported.
Was sitting here today and heard the story we're talking about and say, I just did that last week.
Yeah,
they're not sharing that. It's like, so who knows the real number? And it's like, we're going to have somebody on in April, the psychological impact of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the physical impact. You're embarrassed, you're upset, everything has just been taken.
It becomes such a mess, to clean up. It really gets.
We had a couple of people on from Nassau County District Attorney's office talking about scams.
They were actually, I saw them at a Project Safe program, and they were, that was great because they really broke down all the different types, because like I said, every other week there could be a new scam. It's like hard to even keep up with what's going on.
We're not even talking about people who use computers. This
is strictly
the phone.
This is,
and that's what we say is that,
or knock on the door.
Well, that's why we left. We're trying to teach, seniors how to use computers. But with that comes a whole new responsibility of, protecting
of
yourself.
Yeah, right.
Because anybody, whatever age you are, you really need to be proactive in knowing these
because
things.
There's something called, which is a term, assumptive reality. So everybody here, we assume we're going to go out and get into our car and go to our next destination.
Right.
But when you take away a senior's assumptive reality by them saying, when I answer the phone again, how will I know it's for real? When I open the door next time, they actually become afraid to open the door. It's like, last time the man pushed me and stole my money.
Right.
So when you lose that as a senior, it's traumatic. There's no question about it. So it's the whole focus is, please, you hear any of these stories, you pass them on. You tell people about it.
Yeah,
well,
it's
scary stuff. I mean, especially with the knocking on the door.
Oh.
People coming up to your door because they do have issues now with home invasions and physical problems.
Yeah. No, it is. It's because you don't want people to live in fear.
No.
Also.
Well,
But you don't want people. It's just about having that fine balance of being aware and being protective and questioning and not necessarily taking face value for things.
People should call in advance. I have Fios at home. I had Cablevision, and I signed up with Fios. I'm going to go quick. 2 years ago, when the time was up, like a month ago, somebody knocked on my door.
Yeah.
4 o'clock at night. And it was on a Saturday. And I happened to be home, and I never even answered the door. I opened the door. He starts talking to me, and I let him in. Hindsight was stupid. He was from Fios and blah 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 blah. But I'm saying you should have made a phone call.
Right.
I wouldn't want my mother letting him in. My wife was like, what is he in the den for?
Right.
It was a deal. Let me talk about the deal. I was smaller than me, so I wasn't concerned. But it's terrible. You should make a phone call.
I actually, the Fios guy was at my house.
He was at my house, too.
Okay.
He was.
And I don't know if that's a great approach on their part, but we're not here to,
You make the phone. No, we're not
endorsing anything. We're not here to make that call.
But you make the phone call and say, the week of a representative, because you were a customer 2 years ago, maybe making a phone. At least you have a little bit of a prep. I mean, a guy had a tag, but anybody can make an ID tag today.
Which they do.
Oh, it's silliness. Because I wouldn't know what I was looking at anyway.
Right. It's true.
Know. and just has a picture or something on it. We're going to be running out of time very quick. Potholes.
Potholes.
The town is at pothole right now, but they're being filled as quickly as possible. It's right. Amazing.
Yeah, and that guy, you know, we addressed it last week with the new app. You know, I say even if you don't have an app, your child might, your grandchild might, and you can literally take a picture of a pothole on the North Hempstead app, send it in, and then, you know, they'll have to, that'll be an SR, and there'll be a certain time when it's filled. Because it's, a lot of time, I mean, they're so hard to keep up now. I mean, every time you turn around, there's a new pothole.
Right.
So you're in the community, you know, let us know.
Well, I had given my success story the last time I was on here, where I took a picture of a pothole right on the corner where I live. I sent it to the town about 5:30 at night. The next morning, I drove by that pothole at 8 o'clock, and it was filled.
It's amazing. It really, so, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's getting
connected. It was a big pothole.
We're actually out of time.
Okay.
Oh. Be patient with the potholes. They all will be filled, but there's just so many, it's ridiculous. You've been listening to Project Independence on You and 88.1, excuse me. And thank you, everybody, for listening.